January 24th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these days there are two sets of moral standards. One set of standards seeks to keep my commandments and to please me in every way possible. The other, polar opposite form of moral standards, seeks to please self and man. My remnant chooses the morals which my Son came to earth to promote. His whole public image was one of encouraging mankind of their obligation towards obeying my commandments, which is the embrace of holy love. Today, the majority of the world's population chooses the errant set of morals. They live to please themselves and the others who are stepping stones to their selfish ambitions. My will is like a dirty word to such as these. Free will has become its own false god. So you see, my remnant, through though small, has a huge task ahead of them. I am dependent upon their prayers and sacrifices to oppose the evils of the day and to expose the evils of the present moment. Every phase of life, every purpose of life is under attack. You have only to listen to the news on television or other forms of media to recognize this truth. Pray, my remnant, for the strength to promote the morals pleasing to me. This is the way to put an end to violence, loose morals outside of marriage, and every form of transgression against my commandments, which this new morality promotes. You, my remnant, are my voice and my strength in the world. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.